Iran has been hit especially hard by the coronavirus. Only China and Italy have more confirmed cases. To try and contain the spread of the disease, Iran has released about 85,000 prisoners, among them British-Iranian national Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe. She's serving 5 years for espionage, a charge she has consistently denied. Her husband, Richard Ratcliffe, joins us on the line from London. Thank you for being with us again, Richard. The last time we spoke, a new concern for Nazanin's health. She was showing symptoms of COVID-19 while in prison in Tehran. How's her health today? What do you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. She clearly had symptoms, was very ill for about 2 weeks, and then probably after 2 weeks, slowly started getting better. And as of about 4 or 5 days ago, seemed completely clear. So I'm a lot more relieved about her physical health than I was the last time we spoke. She looked great on the phone, and I got to speak to her on Skype. And yeah, I mean, she looked thinner, but a big smile on her face. And of course, it's nothing like being out of prison to feel a lot better.
I can imagine. And she's staying with her parents in Tehran. How did her spirit seem?
So that's right. So she's been staying with her parents. She's been given an electronic tag, exceptional. I don't think any other prisoner has been given that. So she's got a radius of 300 meters that she's able to move. So actually, she can't go very far from her parents, can't actually go to the nearest shop or to the park. But yeah, lovely to be out of prison. And I think she spent all morning, apart from speaking to us, calling around family and friends and all those people that aren't able to visit prison, just to sort of catch up and be in contact again with the world outside.
Did she talk about what the separation from her cellmates was like for this temporary release?
Yeah, this morning I spoke to her and she said that she woke up and obviously it was lovely to be at home and to be in her mum's house. But she woke up remembering all her cellmates that had been left behind, who are still suffering and struggling. And her world for the past 4 years has been those cellmates and the friendships they form, how they help each other survive. In fact, when she was leaving yesterday morning, a number of them wore necklaces that she'd made. They all sang songs for her as she was going. That kind of human kindness in a context of real cruelty is so important to keep you going. But yes, it does mean that she really treasures them and hopes that they'll all be okay.
That's really powerful. How concerned are you by the spread and impact of the coronavirus there? And how are your in-laws holding up right now?
Yeah, so I think she's had it. So that obviously changes our worries slightly. And I think she's not contagious now. So my worries about my in-laws are less. Generally, it is a really tough time to be living in Iran at the moment. Coronavirus is in a long list of things that's happened to people in Iran in the past few months. There's a way in which there's almost too much to worry about. And people focus on the here and now and, you know, being grateful that, you know, we've got to a new year and that she's out and we can have some sort of celebration.
Just to clarify, you believe she had COVID-19, but she was not tested?
Yeah, no prisoner has been tested that I'm aware of. I think there's obviously government propaganda put out to say that they have, but I don't think anyone has been tested. Certainly she wasn't. There was certainly a great resistance to testing her. She had all the symptoms. She's got better. Yeah, I'm grateful for that.
And Richard, what was the reaction from your daughter there in London to this news about this release, this temporary release?
Yeah, so I told Gabriella yesterday on the way back from school that, you know, we're going to make a phone call when we get home. And do you know who it was? Do you want to guess? And obviously her first guess wasn't Mummy. And then she was very excited when it was Mummy. And actually, bless her, she asked Nazanin why she'd gone to Granny's house and hadn't come to our house. Mm. So, you know, she's little enough not to be able to process it, but she's big enough to ask some tough questions that can leave her parents stumped.
Richard Ratcliffe, husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who has been temporarily released from jail in Tehran because of the coronavirus. Richard, thank you very much for your time, and we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.